At a special meeting of the Pocahontas County Board of Education on May 30th, the members accepted the resignation of School Superintendent Terrence Beam effective June 30th. The board then hired Lynn Bostick, the current Director of Curriculum, as the new superintendent, offering her a 4-year contract. The following is an interview we did with Beam, who has accepted a job as the school superintendent in Nicholas County.
Good morning, Tim. Come to you today with an announcement I would like to make. I'm announcing my resignation as of June 30th of this year. I've been in Pocahontas County for 14 years now. I came here to work at Hillsborough in August of 2009 when they couldn't find a principal to take over that job. I was asked if I could come in just for a couple weeks just to get school started at Hillsborough, then I could go back to my retirement at home. Well, that was 14 years ago. I've totally enjoyed my 14 years here, but it's time for me to resign and move on to another challenge. There's an old saying that it's always better to leave a year early than a year late, and I believe that's true. And I think I've done some good things here in this county, and I think I've gained some respect from people in this county about the way I've done things. But it's time for the county to seek new leadership, and I'm totally at peace with that. People have been so good to me. I've worked with a lot of good principals and employees, and I've loved working with our students, getting to know them.
What are you most proud of since you've been here?
I think the job of superintendent is extremely important that people trust you. And I think that over time that I have gained the trust of the majority of the people in our county. I think when I say something or I write something in the paper that people believe that that's pretty well true. I think that people have come to know, and I know our employees have, that when I tell them something's going to happen a certain way, it happens just that way. I put a lot of credence into my word.
Is there anything that you did not accomplish that you would have liked to have gotten done?
You know, we tried to run two levies while I was here, and I know that that's a controversial topic, and that's okay, but we really needed to supplement our system with some things that we are not able to provide to our students and our community if we had passed a levy. Yeah, we're funded for 1,400 kids, and so we've been able to keep all of our personnel hired. But anything above and beyond that we would like to do, there simply is not the money to do those things. Like, for instance, we would love to put officers in our high school and our middle schools to help protect our students better and just to monitor the day-to-day behavior of students, the vaping and the fights that go on and the threats that happen. And we've not been able to do that. That's one of the things I wish we could have done. I wish we could have supplemented our athletics programs a little bit better and provided for those kids a little bit more. But not passing the levy was a disappointment. And it wasn't just about building new schools. Levies provide you a lot of services that we don't have. And hopefully someday that'll come down the road. I think you're going to see that as our enrollment continues to drop, we're going to have harder and harder time staffing our schools and staying solvent financially with less students, less income, and still trying to provide all the things we do now with 5 schools.
How do you see the future?
I'm concerned about the future of Pocahontas County schools. In the year 2000, we had over 1,800 students in Pocahontas County. Here, 23 years later, we have about half that. But we still have about the same amount of personnel now that we did then. People want real small classrooms. They want one-to-one instruction in as many cases as they can or really small numbers. Well, that's a twofold problem. First of all, the financing of those positions is tough. But second of all, finding certified people to fill those jobs is another major problem. We've had jobs open this year we've never been able to fill. We've had to use substitutes who are not trained to teach those subjects. But that's the reality of what all schools in West Virginia are facing. Certified teachers. We don't have them. We can't even fill our service positions. And I see that continuing to be a problem. I'm excited about some things too. Greenbank is going to have now a principal and an assistant principal, and I'm very excited about both of those ladies going into those jobs. They're going in with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of hope. There's some good things going on. It's just time for me to transition on to somewhere else, and I'm not going to be one of these superintendents who leaves Pocahontas County and never comes back. You're going to see me. I don't care if I do have another job. I'm going to come from time to time and come to a ball game or come to the Roadkill Festival or Pioneer Days or whatever it happens to be, because it's meant too much to me and people have been too good to me. I'm not leaving bitter. I'm leaving bittersweet because I wish I could have kind of finished my career here. But there's another challenge out there that needs my help, and I'm going to try to help. And I hope people will say, he did a decent job. He was okay. He wasn't a bad guy.
We wish Mr. Beam the best in his new position. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.